ARD. Grenzenlos. Geschichten für Erwachsene. Frei erzählt. Mit John Rogers.
There was once a king. He was rich and proud. You know the sort. He always got what he wanted. Now one night, this king had a dream. And in this dream, he saw a ship that could sail as fast by land as by sea. And when he woke up, the king said, "I want that ship." And the king put out a proclamation, an announcement, that anyone who could build the ship that could sail as fast by land as by sea would get half his kingdom and his daughter, the princess, in marriage. That's how kings were in those days. Now, three farmers' sons heard this proclamation, and the first son, Peter, said, "I'm going to build this ship." His mother packed him some sandwiches and a bottle of beer in his rucksack, and Peter set off for the forest. Well, on the way to the forest, he met an old man, and the old man spoke to him. "And where might you be going?" "I'm going to the forest," said Peter. "And what are you going to do there?"
I'm going to make plates. Yes, plates. My father is always hungry."
Plates, is it? Then plates it shall be," said the old man. "And what's in your rucksack?"
"Oh, nothing, just dirt, muck."
"Muck, is it? Then muck it shall be." And Peter continued to the forest and began to chop wood. And he chopped and he chopped, but he could not build the ship that would sail as fast by land as by sea. All he could make was plates. Well, then he got tired and he sat down to eat his lunch. He opened his rucksack and... what a stink! All that was in the rucksack was muck. "Oh, I've had enough of this. I'm going home." And he went home to his mother and father. Well, the next day, the second son, Paul, thought he would try his luck. And his mother packed him some sandwiches and a bottle of beer, and he set off for the forest. Well, he hadn't gone very far when he met the same old man that his brother had met.
"And where might you be going?"
"Oh, I'm going to the forest."
"And what are you going to do there?"
"I'm going to make pig troughs. Yes, the pigs are always hungry."
"Ah, pig troughs, is it? Then pig troughs it shall be. And what is in your rucksack?"
"Ooh, nothing, just dirt, muck, that's all."
"Muck, is it? Then muck it shall be."
And Paul came to the forest and began to chop wood, and he chopped and he chopped, but he could not make that ship. All he could make was pig troughs. Well, then he got tired. He sat down to eat his lunch, opened his rucksack and... whoa, what a stink! All that was in there was muck. "Ah, there's a curse on this. I'm going home." And Paul went home to his mother and father. Now, there was a third son. His name was Espen, but everyone called him the Ash Lad, because his main job was to rake out the ashes of the fire in the morning and get the fire going again. Actually, I'm being a little bit polite. His brothers called him the Ash Fart, because of all the noise he made while blowing on the fire. Anyway, one day at dinner, the Ash Lad said, "I'm going to build the ship that can sail as fast by land as by sea."
"You," said his brothers, "you build the ship? No chance. If we couldn't do it, how can you?"
And his mother would not pack him any food. Well, the Ash Lad got up in the middle of the night, found some potato cakes and a bottle of beer and packed his rucksack and set off for the forest. Well, he hadn't gone very far when he met the same old man who had met his brothers. "And where might you be going?"
"I'm going to the forest to build the ship that can sail as fast by land as by sea."
"Oh, very good," said the old man. "And what's in your rucksack?"
"Oh, just some potato cakes and a bottle of beer, nothing much, but I can share it with you if you like."
"Very good," said the old man. "Then I can help you." And they ate some lunch together, and then they went to the forest. And the old man showed the ash lad a great oak tree, and he said, "Now, here you must chop a chip out of this tree, and then put the chip of wood back into the tree in the same place, and then go to sleep, and then you shall see what you shall see." Well, the ash lad did what the old man said. He chipped out a chip of wood and put the chip back in the same place in the tree, and then he went to sleep. When he woke up, there was the ship that could sail as fast by land as by sea. Amazing! And the old man said to him, "Now, take anyone you meet with you as your crew. Good luck." And so the ash lad jumped on the ship, and the ship sailed through the forest and across the land. Well, the first person that the ash lad came to was a man standing by the side of the road, chewing on rocks. "What are you doing?"
"Oh, I'm so hungry," said the man. "I have to eat these rocks to keep my hunger away."
"Oh," said the ash lad. "Well, come on board. Maybe we can help each other." So the man chewing rocks jumped on the ship and they sailed on across the land. Well, the next person they came to was a woman standing by the side of the road sucking on a tap. "What are you doing?"
"Oh, I'm so thirsty," said the woman. "I have to suck on this tap the whole time to keep my thirst away."
"Oh," said the ash lad. "Well, jump on board. Join my crew. Maybe we can help each other." And they sailed on across the land. The next person they came to was a man who was hopping around on one leg, and the other leg was full of weights holding him down. "What are you doing?" said the ash lad.
"Oh, I can run as fast as the wind, and these weights stop me from running away the whole time."
"Oh, that's amazing," said the ash lad. "Well, why don't you join my crew? Come on board. Maybe we can help each other." So the man with the weights on his leg jumped up on the ship and they sailed on across the land. Well, then they came to a woman lying on the ground with her ear to the ground. "What are you doing?" said the ash lad.
"I can hear the grass growing."
"Really? That's amazing. You can hear so well. Well, jump on board. Join our crew. Maybe you can help us." And so they sailed on across the land. And then they came to a man who was holding a bow and arrow, and he was firing arrows. "Whoosh! Oh, what are you doing?" said the ash lad.
"Ah, I can see to the end of the world, and I'm firing arrows to the end of the world."
"Wow, that's amazing. You can see so well. Well, join our crew. Come on board." So the man with the bow and arrows, he jumped on board and they sailed on across the land. Well, then they came to a woman who was holding her throat with both hands. "What are you doing?" said the ash lad.
"Oh, inside me are 7 summers and 15 winters. And I have to keep my throat closed. Otherwise, if they come out, the whole world will freeze."
"Oh," said the ash lad, "that's amazing.
Well, come on board. Maybe you can help us.
So the woman jumped on board, and they sailed on and on across the land, until finally they came to the king's palace.
Ashlad jumped from the ship, ran into the palace, bowed low before the king, and said, "Your Majesty, outside is the ship that can sail as fast by land as by sea."
Well, the king was curious. He went outside, and there was the same ship he had seen in his dream. He was amazed, but he took another look at this dirty farmer's boy with ashes on his face and thought, "I'm not giving him half my kingdom and my daughter in marriage. Young man, very good, wonderful ship, but of course they forgot to say in the announcement that there is a test, and I have a warehouse with 3,000 barrels of salt meat in it. You must eat your way through these barrels in 24 hours, and if you do that, then we shall see."
"Oh," said the Ashlad. "Well, can I take someone with me?"
"You can take anyone you like, my boy."
The Ashlad took the man who was chewing rocks, who was always hungry. They were locked inside the warehouse with the barrels, and within a few hours the hungry man had eaten his way through the 3,000 barrels of meat.
Well, the next day, when the doors were opened, the king could not believe his eyes.
"Well, that's very impressive, but of course there is a second test, which they forgot to mention in the announcement, and indeed I have a cellar, and in the cellar there are 300 barrels of best wine. If you can drink these within 24 hours, then we shall see."
"Oh," said the Ashlad. "Well, can I take someone with me?"
"You can take anyone you like, my boy."
So the Ashlad took the woman who was always drinking from the tap because she was so thirsty. They were locked in the cellar with the 300 barrels of wine. And of course, within a few hours, the woman had drunk her way through all of the barrels. When the doors were open, the king could not believe his eyes. Well, it wasn't going very well for the king. So at this point, his daughter, the princess, stepped in. She had no intention of marrying this dirty-looking farmer's boy with ashes on his face.
"Now, you have passed two tests that my father set you, but of course there is another test. And indeed, you must go and fetch water for my cup of tea from the well at the world's end, and you must do that within 10 minutes.
"Oh," said the Ashlad, "can I take someone with me?"
"You can take anyone you like, my dear." So the Ashlad took the weights off the leg of the man who could run as fast as the wind, and he ran away like the wind to the world's end in 3 minutes. And he came to the well at the world's end, but he was so tired from running that he fell asleep. Well, the Ashlad thought that something had gone wrong. He told the woman who could hear the grass growing to put her ear to the ground and find out what had happened. So she listened. "Oh, he's fallen asleep. I can hear him snoring. And a troll is combing his hair." Well, you and I know that a troll is dangerous. So Ashlad said to the man with the bow and arrow, "Quick, fire an arrow, kill the troll." So the man fitted an arrow to his bow. And the arrow went to the end of the world, hit the troll in the middle of the head, and the troll dropped dead. Well, the man woke up, who could run as fast as the wind, realised what had happened, grabbed the water and ran back to the princess with 3 seconds to spare. Whew, and the princess could make her cup of tea. Well, the princess was pretty impressed with that, but
she still did not want to marry this dirty-looking farmer's boy with ashes on his face. Now, this is all very good, but there is one final test, and if you can pass this, then you're the man for me. My father has a sauna, and 300 bundles of wood will be lit, and the sauna will get hot. And if you can survive that, then yes, you're the man for me. Oh, can I take someone with me? You can take anyone you like, my dear. So the ash lad took the woman with the 7 summers and 15 winters inside her. They were locked in the sauna, the 300 bundles of wood were lit, and the fire got hotter and hotter and hotter, and the ash lad thought he was going to die. He said to the woman with the summers and winters inside her, "Quick, let out 7 of your winters and cool down the sauna." So she opened her mouth and the sauna cooled down and cooled down and cooled down and until there was sitting there with chattering teeth. And then the ash lad said to the woman, "Quick, quick, let out 3 of your summers so that it warms up again." And she let out 3 of the summers. And it warmed up again to a comfortable temperature, and they both fell asleep. In the morning, the doors were opened, and there stood the king. "Quick," said the ash lad, "let out 1 more of your winters." The woman let out a winter from her throat, and the king's face was covered in frostbite. But the princess took one look at this naked, muscular, clean farmer's boy and said, "That's the man for me." And she grabbed him and ran off to get married. And I was invited to the wedding. And there was lots of eating and drinking and dancing and fireworks. And do you know what? They mistook me for one of the fireworks and shot me up into the air, and I landed here to come and tell you the story.
Lust auf mehr? Welten entdecken, Geschichten für Kinder, der HR2-Podcast für Kinder und Familien. In der ARD-Audiothek.